Part B. 短对话理解 1. Can you tell me something about the Eiffel Tower?
Look, it is 320 meters high and it weighs 7,000 tons. People go to the top to have a good view of Paris, and you can buy some gift there.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place? One, can you tell me something about the Eiffel Tower?
Look, it is 320 meters high and it weighs 7,000 tons. People go to the top to have a good view of Paris, and you can buy some gift there.
Question, where does this conversation probably take place? Two.Excuse me, can you tell me if this bus goes to the City Museum?
Sure. You can take bus 56 to get there. Usually, it takes you 30 minutes to get there.
Question. Where does the woman go? 2. Excuse me, can you tell me if this bus goes to the City Museum?
Sure.You can take bus 56 to get there. Usually, it takes you 30 minutes to get there.
Question. Where does the woman go?
3. Have you ever been to Seattle before?
Once. It was 10 years ago. I was 16 years old at that time.
Question. When did the woman visit Seattle last time? 3. Have you ever been to Seattle before?
Once. It was 10 years ago. I was 16 years old at that time.
Question. When did the woman visit Seattle last time?
4. I like basketball. Shall we play basketball this Friday?
But I have a film ticket for Friday. We can play basketball after the film.
That's a good idea.
Question. What will they do on Friday?
4. I like basketball. Shall we play basketball this Friday?
But I have a film ticket for Friday. We can play basketball after the film.
That's a good idea.
Question. What will they do on Friday?
5. Does this bus go to the zoo?
No, but you can get off at Nanjing Road and change to bus number 8 nearby.I will tell you when we get to Nanjing Road.
Question. Where may this dialogue take place? 5. Does this bus go to the zoo?
No, but you can get off at Nanjing Road and change to bus number 8 nearby. I will tell you when we get to Nanjing Road.
Question.Where may this dialogue take place? 6. What do you usually have for breakfast?
I always have some milk and bread, but I don't like eggs very much.
Question. What does the man usually have for breakfast? 6.What do you usually have for breakfast?
I always have some milk and bread, but I don't like eggs very much.
Question. What does the man usually have for breakfast? 7. How was your exam? You look so unhappy.
I really don't know what to say. I always believe I have done well. But the result is sometimes the opposite.
Question: How did the man do on the exam? Seven. How was your exam? You look so unhappy.
I really don't know what to say. I always believe I have done well, but the result is sometimes the opposite.
Question: How did the man do on the exam?
Eight. Helen, you and Wendy are best friends. Why do you like her?
Because she's always helpful and never gets angry.
Question: What kind of person is Wendy? Eight. Helen, you and Wendy are best friends. Why do you like her?
Because she's always helpful and never gets angry.
Question: What kind of person is Wendy? Nine. What are you going to do tomorrow morning?
I'm going to have breakfast at 7 o'clock, visit the Space Museum at 8:30, and arrive home at 12.
Question: When is the woman going to visit the Space Museum? Nine. What are you going to do tomorrow morning?
I'm going to have breakfast at 7 o'clock, visit the Space Museum at 8:30, and arrive home at 12.
Question: When is the woman going to visit the Space Museum? Ten. Do you know anything about countries in Asia?
Of course. I've been to quite a few countries, like China, Korea, Japan, and so on.
Question: What are they talking about? Ten. Do you know anything about countries in Asia?
Of course. I've been to quite a few countries, like China, Korea, Japan, and so on.
Question: What are they talking about?